What is a personal brand and why is it important? Who needs a personal brand? How big an audience do I need? What are the key elements of a strong personal brand? And is there a roadmap for this? These questions and more I'll be discussing on Brand for Good today. Welcome to Brand for Good, the show for purpose-driven leaders who want to build timeless brands and create sustainable impact. I'm Lorraine Sugart, former PR and marketing executive turned founder of the disruptive agency Prosper for Purpose. I've worked with some of the world's most beloved brands, and I'm here to help you elevate your brand identity, visibility, influence, and impact. Are you ready to brand for good? Let's go. Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Brand for Good. So today we're going to do something a little bit different. Over the course of my agency ownership, but most notably over the past couple of years, I've been tracking some of the common questions I get from people, both clients and just people I meet, about personal branding. And so today I am going to kind of tackle this list for as long as I can and provide some of the answers to the most often asked questions. So whether or not you think you need a personal brand, I encourage you to listen to this episode as I break these and other questions down. So let's start with the first one. What is a personal brand and why is it important? So most of you listening to this podcast already know the answer, but let me address it anyway for those who this may be the first episode they've ever listened to. So your personal brand essentially is your reputation, and it is not just about how you look and your logo and all the design pieces that people typically think of with branding. And certainly, to some extent, that's how branding started. You know, you think about a brand and you think about cattle and other things that have been branded, and it was a mark. But branding has definitely evolved. And today, most experts who discuss branding are actually talking about the reputation. So where does this come from? The personal brand, just like a corporate brand, comes from two places, essentially. And again, I'm going to simplify these answers as much as possible. So the personal brand is everything that you say and put out in the world about yourself. And then how the world experiences your brand. And so to be clear, the world is your world, doesn't mean the planet, although in some cases it could. But we're talking about when people meet you, what kind of vibe do they get from you? What kind of personality? If you meet at a networking event or if somehow you're introduced via email, whatever that first encounter looks like. We know the next thing that most people do is go to your website. So if you are a personal brand that has a business, that's where people will go next. If not, they will go to your LinkedIn most likely. So personal brand is important because it's your reputation and it enables you to succeed in the professional world. So I get asked a lot, do I need a personal brand? A lot of people say to me, oh, I don't need a personal brand. I'm never going to start my own business. I'm an employee and I'm happy with that. Why would I need a personal brand? Well, you need a personal brand to distinguish you and your expertise. So the next time you go looking for a job, you have a history that your future employer can reference, whether it's an ongoing portfolio, whether you've been posting on LinkedIn and talking about places you've spoken or things that you have accomplished in your work life, things like that build your personal brand as a professional and an expert in your field. Another question I get a lot is, I have a relatively big business. I have 20 employees, 50 employees or more. Is it important for me to have a personal brand? And again, I always say yes. Now, how public or broad your personal brand is, it may be different, but your personal brand in that case is typically your thought leadership. Sure, it's your reputation and how it relates to your company, but it's also about how you build thought leadership internally and externally. So what do you personally stand for and how is that reflected in your business? And what do you want to do with your business? And what do you want to do? How can your personal brand aid that in achieving that success? So maybe you want to be a speaker and you want to talk about how you built your business as a way to inspire more people to start their own businesses. Or maybe you want to be published. Maybe you want to write a book. Maybe you want to be able to help more businesses as a consultant. All of those things require a personal brand. And then there's another common question I get where it's, my company's not about me. That's why my name is not on the business. And this one I can especially relate to because that was me. So I come from a PR background. PR people are the people behind the curtain. They're making things happen, but they're not usually in the spotlight. And so when I started my own agency back in 2013, I really struggled with this and I struggled with it for a long time. But it was finally someone reminding me of counsel that I gave to my mentor saying, yes, I understand it's not about you. That's not why you're here. However, because of who you are and because of your history, using your personal brand to further the mission of what you're leading, the movement, the change that you're trying to create will only make your cause more engaging to the public. And so in that way, I took my own advice and decided, okay, yeah, I need to figure out maybe how to bridge these two, be halfway out of the curtain or a little bit further into the spotlight. And so for all these questions and more, this is just an illustration of me saying, yes, everyone needs a personal brand. And I'll take that one step further. Everyone already has a personal brand. You just may not be aware of it. You have a reputation. And that's what your personal brand is. It's your reputation. It's what you say about yourself, what you show about yourself, from how you dress to if you have a website, what that may look like, to what you post on LinkedIn, to how people experience you in professional settings. All those things are part of your personal brand already. So my question to you is, do you want to be strategic about that and use it to your advantage, or do you just want it to be? Another question I get all the time is, how do I define or discover or determine my personal brand? And there are exercises that you can go through. When we start meeting with prospective clients, we talk to them about why they started the company, what their goal is for the company. Do they have a long-term vision? If their business or their nonprofit achieved all their goals, what would that look like? And then we talk about, well, how do we build that bridge from where you are now to what you want the ultimate accomplishment of your business to be? And then how do you personally contribute to that? Now, if you're a company of one, you already are your brand. Your company already is your personal brand. If you're bigger than that, you can still incorporate that brand into your business, as we were talking about. Okay, so how do you actually define your personal brand? That's the essence of all of this. You really think about the parts of you that you want to express through your business. And it's holding up a mirror to yourself, which can sometimes be difficult, which is why it's great to involve other people. Ask people who know you well, how would you define my personality? What do you think I'm really good at? This is really great because regardless of what your business is, people will say things that on first look are possibly not related to your business, but on further exploration, you see that they are. So maybe somebody will say, you're a great listener, and you can incorporate that to, we really take your problems seriously. We're good listeners. We don't take a cookie cutter approach. There's all kinds of applications for that. So start thinking about that and just kind of let your personal brand be a natural reflection of who you are, but not necessarily 100% of who you are. Who you are, the best parts of who you are that you can bring into that business to further distinguish yourself from your peers. Other things that we like to do with personal branding is think about things that make you unique that aren't even related to your business. So, did you do a lot of traveling? Have you had any unique experiences that you could share with people that help them remember you, even though it may not be directly related to your business? Okay, let's move on. So what steps can I take to build my personal brand? So I think that that goes back to defining it, defining that you want to be seen as an expert in a specific area, that the things that you talk about from your website to when you network, that you have a clear, consistent, and compelling message, that your website from the fonts and colors to photos of you are reflective of that personality that you want to share with the world. So if you're a little quirky in a relatively serious industry, you may want to have, in addition to your main photo, your brand photo, your headshot, you may want to have a fun and quirky picture of you, maybe on your about page that further or better establishes your personality. So that brings us to another question. Should I invest in professional photography? Well, if you are a business owner, you absolutely 100% should invest in professional photography. You need more than a headshot. You need to have some different shots that you can use not only on your website, but in your social media. And I strongly suggest you get new photos done at least quarterly, even if it's someone who's good with an iPhone and can take some photos of you out in the world. But if you can at all afford professional branding photos, I would set up with someone to do that quarterly. Lighting really can make or break your photos. Plus, a professional photographer knows how to pose you. So you may think that you're in a great pose, but it may not photograph well. So there are so many professional photographers out there. Some people are just starting, some people are more established. So find one that's in a price point that you can budget for and afford. And I would strongly urge you to, if they don't already have quarterly packages, negotiate for something that makes a lot of sense. Because especially if you're going to be active on social media, your photography is going to become important. Okay, so next question. How do I know what the right platform is for building my personal brand? So I get this question a lot. People are under the impression that they need to be everywhere on social media. And if you're a one-person business or a 2-3-person business, you probably can't do that. And you probably shouldn't anyway, because it's not the highest and best use of your time. So how do you choose? I'm going to give you, again, these are all super simple answers. I could do probably a whole episode on each one of these questions, but for today, we're just going to move through as many of these as possible. So I would say that if you are in a professional services business, you want to be sure to be active on LinkedIn. Even posting once a week on LinkedIn and building your thought leadership. So let's say that you are a graphic designer. So if you do a post a week about what you're seeing in the design world, changes, maybe there are shifting trends in fonts and colors and people going overboard in combining those things on their website, whatever it is, having a well thought out post and a longer post that you do once a week is better than doing two short, really not exciting posts on LinkedIn. So two short versus one longer. But the bottom line is to be consistent. So pick your first platform and get really good at it. So if you can do 2 long posts on LinkedIn a week to get started, that would be better than 1, obviously. But get comfortable with 1, get good at it. Look at your engagement, engage on other people's posts, especially people who engage on yours. Go back and comment and engage with them, and that will build up that know, like, and trust, and it'll also get your content in front of more people. So for professional services, that especially ones that have a higher price tag, definitely look at LinkedIn. It should be one of your main platforms. Now, if you are very visual, say you're a photographer and that's what you do, then I would say Instagram is the second platform that you should look at, because you can post your photos there with little comments, and Instagram is still a very visually driven platform. If you are a family photographer, you may want to think about Facebook. If you are doing mostly young children, the families and grandparents who might pay for family photos, there's a lot of those people over on Facebook. Facebook is still a good platform for businesses, but not for business pages. So that's another thing. From LinkedIn to Facebook, especially Facebook, though, company pages that used to get good organic reach pretty much get no organic reach. So if you can blend some of the things with your personal page, or if your business is your name, you're going to have better luck there. We still maintain Prosper for Purposes Facebook page, but we're not active on it. You know, we share things so people are able to see them. If they go to our page, if people comment, we respond. But really, I talk about work and personal things on my Facebook page. So you just want to think about who is your audience and where are they? Yes, there's all kinds of other platforms as well. We have Threads, we have Twitter, which is now X. I think both of those are so much in flux, and let's include TikTok in that category. We don't know what's happening with these platforms. Threads is really early, so maybe you could get a head start there. But if you have limited time, I would always say go with what is established. So Twitter was really established. It's changed a lot since it became X, and a lot of people have left that platform. If your people are still there, by all means, go there. And TikTok is really precarious right now, so we don't know what's going to happen with TikTok. The bottom line is that you want to build your brand on more than one platform. So LinkedIn and maybe one of the Meta platforms is a good bet to start off. But get really good at your first platform and then expand from there. Now, if you're a product-based business or you sell low-ticket items, then again, I think Instagram is a really good place for you to start. The people that seem to do well on LinkedIn are high-ticket service providers. So if that is not you, compare Facebook and Instagram and maybe start there. Okay, so what is the best thing I can do to grow my personal brand through content? So that's a really open-ended question. So let me start by saying the most valuable asset you own is your email list. So news of the demise of email has been greatly exaggerated. Email is alive and well. And the great thing about email, which I've said 100 times, is that if everything goes away tomorrow, you still have your email list. So if Meta for some reason goes away, or TikTok goes away, or any of those other platforms, you still have a list of contacts. Even with LinkedIn, you can export your contacts so that if LinkedIn went away tomorrow, you would have the people that you were connected with and, to a great extent, a lot of their emails as well. So that's something else to keep in mind. But for sure, your email list is the most valuable asset that you own, along with your website. So if you can attract people to your website, get them to sign up for your email list, you have a great opportunity to build your brand reputation with people who have opted in to learn about you and learn about what you offer and learn about what you can do for them. So how do I differentiate myself from others in my industry? So a lot of times people feel like there's so many people that do what they do. They don't know how to stand out. That goes back to the question about how do I define my personal brand? Really thinking about what makes you different. Do you have more experience than the average person? Have you done what you do for a variety of industries? What makes you you? What do you think is your kind of magic that you bring to what you do? Maybe it's a view of your industry or a view of the history of your profession or your view of how you apply some of the strategies that is really unique. But that's what you really want to do. You want to find out what those things are that will really move the needle. So you may have 5 unique things about yourself that you identify and you start talking about them, and then you look and see who's engaging with my content and what content, when I'm talking about these 5 things, which one or two seems to drive the most engagement. So the next question we're going to address is it important that I am consistent in whatever I choose to do? A lot of people say they're really busy, so they do something for a while, but you know, I've let my email list go for 3-6 months is something that I unfortunately hear a lot. And at that point, you need to wake up your email list. So consistency is really important, but that doesn't mean that you have to give up if you have not been consistent. The next one is, how do I create compelling content for my personal brand? And that goes back to talking about what you care about, why you started your business, the results that you get people, what your philosophy is. So there's different levels of a personal brand, right? So there's the part where you're giving people information about who you are and what you do. There's times where you're giving them inspiration about what you've helped clients achieve or customers achieve and how that can relate to them too. And then there's times that you're really providing thought leadership. And so maybe you are teaching people or you're providing a service that has historically been done one way. And thought leadership is talking about why it's been done that way and what you think may be wrong with that philosophy and how you're either tweaking that practice or actually breaking the mold and building a new one. So thought leadership is stepping out from the common conversation and creating one of your own. And I've done a couple episodes on thought leadership. You can go back and look for those, and that will give you a deeper dive into that. So the next one is, what are some common mistakes to avoid when building a personal brand? And I think in a nutshell, that's oversharing. When you're building a personal brand, unless it's part of how you want to be perceived, getting into political or religious debates or sharing the tough things that you're going through before you've been through them and have been through them long enough to have a perspective, those are my big 3. I think those are the biggest mistakes I see on social media. Because not everyone needs to agree with you. And unless, let's say, that your work is firmly based around one of the first two, so politics or religion, it's better not to talk about that. And as far as the third one, people like to share what they're going through, but that's really not necessarily helpful for other people most of the time. And so they, you know, don't make your misery your message. Share perspective once you're through something. So those are the 3 common mistakes I see when building a personal brand. The next one is, how do I network effectively? So networking is a big thing. It's great to find groups where you can network. Some of those groups, you will find perhaps a lot of people in your industry. Certainly, if you're in a professional group, whether you're in the Plumbers Association or you're in a group for, in my case, marketers, you know, you're going to be networking with your peers. So it's going to be more important in those cases to differentiate yourself, because ultimately what you'd like is for someone for whom a client or customer may not be right for them, maybe they'd send them your way. And so how you network in the groups you choose is a question that doesn't get asked very often, but I feel like that's a big part of this. So think about the groups you want to network in. A professional organization is good, especially when you're still building your skills, but you're not going to get as much work from those groups. There are other groups out there that are focused specifically on networking. I'm not going to name names now because I'm not personally endorsing any one group, but you can certainly find those online. There are groups that are national, international, and there's groups that are started on a local basis that only one person in a stated industry can be in the group for the specific purpose of building relationships with one another for referral purposes. So the people in the group aren't necessarily intended to buy from each other, but they are expected to understand the other members' businesses well enough that when they're out and they hear someone say, "I'm thinking of selling my house," they can say, "Oh my gosh, I know this great realtor, and here's some of the things he or she has done." And so that's the purpose. So really thinking about, what is the highest and best use of your time, depending on how far you are in your career? Do you want a group that you can learn from? Or do you want a group where it's just completely focused on building a referral base? So the last one I think I'm going to tackle for today is, how do I leverage personal storytelling or storytelling in general in building my personal brand? And I probably will do a complete episode on this because this is such a complicated question. So I'll start it and then revisit it at some point. So storytelling should play a major role in building your personal brand. So talking about your own experiences and what they taught you and how you've applied those lessons to the work that you do. And this works whether you work for someone else or you run your own business. So what are those stories? How did you end up in the career you are? Maybe when you were a kid, you were taking art lessons at your local museum, and now you've become some kind of artist or a designer. There's always a thread. So what are the threads from your childhood? What are the threads from your work experiences? How did they influence you to become the person you are today and either go into the industry that you're in or start the business that you started? Sharing those stories will uplevel your know, like, and trust factors with your audience, whether they're people you meet that you have a brief story for, whether you're telling these stories in email, on LinkedIn, whatever the platform is. Storytelling is what gets people to remember you. I did a whole episode on this as well. I encourage you to look for it. But storytelling is, through the ages, has been used to educate people, to convey lessons, to convey meaning, and to make things memorable. So think about the stories that you have that you know directed you to the person that you are today. And think about sharing those stories. What's the best format? What's the best channel for those? And that's where we'll pick up next time. So if you have questions for me about personal branding, I am more than happy to add them to this list and come back and do another one of these episodes in the next month or so. I hope this was helpful. This was the first time. It didn't go quite as smoothly as I would like, but it's real. I'm answering these questions in real time and giving you my gut reaction, which I think is usually the best advice that you get. And I'd like you to think about this. Was there something that was really helpful here? Do you have other questions? Email me and let me know. You can email connect@prosperforpurpose.com and put brand questions in the subject line, and your question may end up on a future podcast. Thank you for listening in today. If you found value in this podcast, let someone else know about it. And do me a favor, leave a review. Let me know what you like about Brand for Good. And I'll see you next week. Thank you.
Thank you so much for tuning in to the Brand for Good show. If you like what you heard, please hit the subscribe button so you never miss an episode, and leave a review so other purpose-driven leaders can find this valuable content. To learn more about building a brand for good, please visit prosperforpurpose.com for more resources and information on all the ways you can work with us.